In Mishnah Vav Perek Aleph of Kilayim, we see that we are going to extend our discussion of Kilayim now to animals. As we mentioned in the introduction, there are two prohibitions in the Torah concerning the mixing of animals. The first is, do not mate your animal with another species, which forbids mating one kind of animal with another. And the second is, you shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together, which teaches that two kinds of animals may not be driven or worked when harnessed together. This Mishnah lists seven pairs of animals in which the members of each pair bear some resemblance to each other but are nonetheless regarded as diverse kinds. So it is continuing the same trend as our previous Mishnayos in previous Mishnah, vis-a-vis things that look similar but in fact are Kilayim, but it is now relating specifically to the Isser of doing so, mating animals. Alright, Mishnah Vav starts. Hazev, the wolf, the Hakelev, the dog. Okay, so the wolf and dog are group one of animals that cannot be mated together. Kelev HaKufri is a type of village dog as described by Rashi, some kind of like a small dog kept by villages. The HaShu'al, the jackal, so the village dog and the jackal are a pair together. Ha'izim, the goat. The Hatzva'im and the gazelle, so the goat and the gazelle are a pair that you cannot mate with each other. Hayelim, the ibex. The Harachelim and the ewes, so the ibex and the ewes you cannot mate together. Hasus, the horse. The Haperet and a mule, you cannot mate a horse and a mule. Haperet, a mule. The Hachamor and the donkey, so a mule and a donkey you cannot mate together. Hachamor, the donkey. The Haarod and the wild donkey. Af al pisha domin zeleze, kilaim zebaze. So in all these cases, these animals cannot be mated one with the other, or they will be, or you will be over the Isra of Kilayim. Following Mishnah Vav, we have Mishnah Zayin in Kilayim. Mishnah Zayin is now going to return to the idea of grafting and the prohibition of grafting together different kinds of plants or trees. So the previous Mishnah dealt with the mating of animals. We're now discussing the problem of grafting various types of trees together. Our Mishnah starts, In Mevi'in Ilan B'Ilan. You cannot bring one type of tree together with another type of tree. Now, in this case, the prohibition only applies if one of the trees is a fruit-bearing tree, and this is sort of what we touched base on in the earlier Mishnah, Mishnah Dalad. If, however, both components of the graft are non-fruit-bearing, it is permitted. This is because all non-fruit-bearing trees are regarded as a single type of tree, and that's based on the Rosh and the Rush from the Yerushalmi. The idea there is, again, that if they don't bear fruit, then they're all viewed as one type of tree, and therefore you can comfortably graft these various types of trees one to the other. It is interesting to note, vis-a-vis this particular Mishnah, and following on the heels of the Mishnah dealing with the animals, so it's not clear directly from the Torah that there's a problem of grafting trees one to the other. In other words, in Vayikra, the pasuk that we read at the very beginning in our introduction, it says, you shall not sow your field kilayim, and here we understand, the rabbis understand, that that includes a prohibition on grafting between different kinds of trees. This is learned by comparing it with the immediately preceding prohibition, that you shall not mate your animal kilayim. The mating of animals of different kinds involves the physical joining together of two entities, and the male of one kind with the female of another. And this is a Gemara in Bava Metzias that explains why the same we learn out from this Isser, the Isser of grafting trees together, and now in context it explains why we have this Mishnah following Mishnah Vav, which is directly relating to various animals. Our Mishnah continues, Yarak B'Yarak, which means green with greens. In other words, you can't graft together greens of different kinds. So we already know that you cannot sow vegetables together, right? You cannot sow two seeds together, plant two seeds of the same type of different kinds of vegetables together. However, here we're also learning that you cannot graft different types of vegetables together. The Mishnah continues, Velo Ilan Biarak, Velo Yarak Bi'ilan. So you cannot graft a plant to a tree, nor a tree to a plant. Our Mishnah concludes, however, Rabbi Yehuda Matir Yarak B'Ilan. Rabbi Yehuda permits grafting Yarak greens with a tree. It would seem that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakhama based on his understanding of how a graft between a Yarak and an Ilan work. In a case of an Ilan and an Ilan, obviously the graft can really work and you have like a, you know, a brand new branch growing on a tree, and a Yarak and a Yarak work. However, Yehuda basically feels that when you have a Yarak and an Ilan, the graft doesn't actually ever really take. This is what the Tosfos Yom Tov explains. And therefore, because it doesn't really properly take, it is not considered to be kilayim.